morning and welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Thursday in ordinary time, proper 14 in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for supporting morning prayer. You can find more information about that at benwardmusic.com/morningprayer. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, with everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I've built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. Was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Rain came, wind blew. My house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. I'm gonna make it through, 'cause I'm standing strong on you. Yeah, I'm gonna make it through, 'cause my house was built on you. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. Oh, he's never let me down, faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. Lord, we pray today for refugees and migrants at the southern border of the U.S. Lord, we pray that you would be near them, that you would help them, that you would show them the way, that you would send help, God. Compassion, your church, ministries, individuals. Lord, we pray for good government programs, righteous government programs that help people and care for those forgotten, oppressed. Lord Jesus, would you be near? Would you offer up a solution, God, to all the political gridlock in which people on every side are the ones that get forgotten and trampled over? Oh Lord, may no one be trampled over. Would you remember those who are looking for a better life for their families and for themselves, that are fleeing persecution? Show us as a nation how to receive and help and love and have your compassion. In the name of Jesus. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. When everything around us is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. Thank you, Lord, that you never fail, even when it looks like you fail, even when everyone around us is saying that you failed. Lord, you never fail, and your loving kindness never fails. And we trust you, God. You are worthy of our trust because you are good always, Lord. Show yourself to us, oh good Father. Psalm 105, 1-22. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him, the ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. You are always go before us, Lord. You make a way, you send someone to make a way. Knowing what's coming, you know everything that's coming, and you make a way. You prepare a place for us always. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson is Acts 21, 27 through 36. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law in this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." They had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. And when the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. And some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. And when Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, "Get rid of him!" Oh, to follow you, Jesus, no matter how hard, is everything. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Thursday in Ordinary Time, Proper 14 in the church calendar. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. As always, pray specifically by name for those in your life. You're invited now to His throne of grace, where Jesus is making intercession for us. May we do the same for those around us. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Just lay it all before the Lord. He cares for you.
Your throne of grace, Lord, all authority is yours, and all your love is ours.
Let's pray for our families, immediate families, extended families, whatever that means in your life today. Pray for those you are closest to.
Approach the throne of grace. All authority is yours, and all your love is ours.
Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, enemies. Bless those who curse you, as Jesus commanded.
Now
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. All authority is His and all His love is yours today. Oh, can you see it? Receive it and go forth. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Thank you for your support. Bye-bye.